Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so you asked me, Seth, during the 8 at 8 what the odds are on Tyson versus Paul. Mike Tyson, 57 years old, will return to the ring to face Jake Paul, 27 years old.
Yeah.
On July the 20th in Arlington, Texas, the main event of a card that's going to air on Netflix. It's been so the fight is licensed now. Come on, give me my odds here, people. Bookmakers
lost it. So as you look for the odds,
I've got
okay,
I've got them real quick here.
I was gonna say, oh yeah, go ahead.
The Jake Paul remains the favorite to win, despite the rules that they've now announced that seem to favor Tyson. I guess since it's more traditional boxing, no headgear.
Right. Well, yeah, and the endurance won't be as much of a factor because it's 8 2-minute rounds.
Yep. So Paul.
And if Tyson seems to be taking it very seriously. This isn't going to be like great white hype, you know?
Right. Paul is listed.
Tyson's not going to beat him with a gap in his tooth.
Paul is listed as the favorite at 8-13, which is like -160, okay, something like that.
Because what I thought was, and again, I defer to the boxing experts on this, but I know that like Jake Paul. Like, people have almost, like, grudgingly given him credit for being a lot better than they thought he was going to be when they thought it was just some social media hunt stunt. But, and, like, he's very serious about it. But, like, he lost to Tommy Fury. And I the biggest question, like, obviously Tyson in his prime would knock him out in 7 seconds.
Destroy him, too.
Like other actual professional boxers. But the biggest question is the age. From a gambling standpoint, the first thing I thought was, like, when the public gets in huge on something like this.
Yeah.
Like, the public, as I recall, overwhelmingly was betting for Conor McGregor
yeah,
when he fought Mayweather,
yeah,
in a boxing match.
Right.
The smart money was on Mayweather, and yep, they cleaned up.
Yeah.
So I think that, likewise, I would bet the smart money's on Tyson here. But it's hard because the age dynamic is huge.
He last fought an exhibition in 2020 with Roy Jones, and his last professional fight, like sanctioned fight, was in 2005 before that. Yeah. So he just hasn't fought a lot, and he's 57 years old. I think that's what's driving it, probably. You got to hope that Mike Tyson has dad strength. You know, you
got
to hope
he's got dad strength, and he's got, for one, I mean, just the savvy there and the things that Jake Paul just has not seen or done or understood. I don't know, man.
You going to watch it?
Yeah, for sure.
Watch
I will.
It. Yeah.
I
think so,
too. I wonder. Now, the only other thing I worry about is sometimes, you know, Tyson's really turned over a leaf in his life in terms of peace, love, and positivity.
Yeah.
So whatever, like, viciousness he once had in him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if maybe that. Maybe he probably genuinely, you know, really doesn't want to hurt Jake Paul, even though it's a sanctioned bout and it's not an exhibition and all that. Like, I think, if anything, he might take it easy on him to the point where all of a sudden he ends up losing a decision or something.
He's got to get back to
that. I feel like if he went in and wanted to knock Jake Paul out, he would destroy Jake Paul.
Yeah.
But I don't think he wants to go in and knock out Jake Paul.
The best part about this whole Tyson-Paul story yesterday, of the fight now being a sanctioned fight in Texas and Tyson abstaining from weed and sex and everything else, is that now, you know what happens on social media, old videos of Mike Tyson fights pop up. on social media. None of them last longer than 60 seconds. They're very quick watches. There was
kids,
one of Tyson.
You don't understand.
He was a killer, kids. There's a reason he had his own video game. Okay.
It was so crazy.
Dude.
It was just not even a contest.
It wasn't. And you would.
Until he just got to, you know, he kind of Tiger Woods'd it. You know, everything got a little too big for him.
Yep.
And he got caught by somebody that he shouldn't have gotten caught by at all.
Yep.
And Buster Douglas. And it was unbelievable how good he was.
It was crazy. It was crazy. You would plunk down whatever, 30, back then, 30, 40 bucks for a pay per view probably in the late 80s and early 90s. And you would hope to see a 90-second fight because you knew you were watching something legendary.
Yeah.
You know?
And you would hope that the undercards were really good.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. You know? Yeah, that's where the that's where the long play enjoyment was.
You would watch boxing, and then you'd see a bludgeoning.
Yeah.
You'd watch a few boxing matches, and then you'd see a bludgeoning.
The Astros' chances, percentage chances of making the postseason on FanGraphs right now.
Oh, no. Oh, I like... FanGraphs has typically been kinder than FanGraphs was always like way more pro Astros when they were on the rise than a lot of other teams.
Some of the other ones, okay.
You know what it was? Being better than everybody else scandal.
Gotcha.
The FanGraphs saw it for what it was. Like, gotcha. Understood. Like, listen, you clowns, they're still good.
Okay. Well, does a 47.3% chance of making the postseason sound about right for this team right now? That sounds high to me right now.
Based on historical standards, it sounds high. And like we saw last year, Sean, and you do a good job of pointing this out, the Astros were running on fumes going into the postseason, and then their postseason savvy took over. Mm-hmm. Like, their playoff experience mattered, and they don't shrink in the moment and all of that. But getting to the playoffs seemed harder for them than actually excelling in the playoffs last year.
47 point. This does not look like a team that has a coin flip chance of making the playoffs right now. But they get everybody back in the starting rotation.
They get everybody back in the starting rotation. And, like, not to lean too heavily on all the analytics and everything, but they're doing a lot of things really well offensively. It's just not resulting in runs. But that the pendulum swings the other way eventually. It really comes down to pitching and how healthy they are.
Yeah.
So I would say it actually feels about right.
Yep.
It feels about right as long as they get healthy pitching for the duration.
Yeah, yeah.
Or increasingly healthy pitching for the duration.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. It's interesting. They have a coin flip chance of making the postseason, and yet their odds of winning the World Series are third in the AL behind only the Yankees and the Orioles right now at 5.2%. Wow. So it's one of those things like, lots going wrong. Don't feel great about this team making the playoffs. But boy, if they do make the playoffs,
what you just
said. Like, if they do sneak in, then they're the team that knows all the little nooks and crannies of a 7-game series. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more than anything, just their sphincters don't tighten up as much in the playoffs the way it does for everybody else. So, I think to go to football as an example, I would say, Tom Brady with the Bucs is a whole, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown in the playoffs was a different deal than what they were in the regular season.
Yep.
The Patriots forever, they flat out outperformed even their regular season standard in the playoffs. And then I would say the Kansas City Chiefs this year, the playoff experience really mattered for the Chiefs this year. They were a different team in the playoffs.
Yes.
They got thoroughly handled a few times at the end of the season last year. They get to the playoffs, and then there you go.
They know what to do. Yeah, they're the football Astros. The Astros are the baseball Chiefs, I think. That's how it's been the last 6 or 7 years. Chandler Rome's got a piece in The Athletic about where the Astros are right now after this most recent road trip, a road trip which was bailed out by 2 games against Colorado in Mexico City. Someone texted in, can we move Minute Maid Park to 7,000 feet above sea level? that would be beautiful.
That'd be an impressive sight.
Gigantic tower.
How big a... I don't know what the square footage footprint of is of the average skyscraper.
The escalator ride up to the park would be something else, huh?
You'd have to do... You could build like 3 towers,
mm-hmm.
and then, but then at the very top... You kind of cap it off with like a bridge, a ballpark bridge over
right.
all those.
What could go
tops.
Wrong?
What could go wrong? Well, I don't want to make it. It's America's pastime at the top of 3 tall skyscrapers. I don't want to invite that potential.
No.
All right. I hereby withdraw my plan for the Astros 7,000 foot Can you build that in 2 months?
I don't know. I don't know. They're still working on the Astropolis, let alone a Mile High Stadium.
You know what's holding them up there? And I'm ready. I've got my lawyers ready to sue if they try to take the Astropolis, the name that I came up with.
Are you ready? You got your lawyers ready all lined up?
We're all lawyered up. Yeah, they try to take that name. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lay in wait. This is what you do. This is what they do with copyright law sometimes. They kind of wait for somebody to go ahead and make all that money.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, by the way,
I
wrote that song 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That song that you ripped off and just made $20 million off of, I wrote that.
Yeah. No, you don't get paid by hashing it out before the thing gets built.
Right.
You get paid after.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Crane is not responding to requests, it would appear, at least from The Athletic, to discuss this horrific start that the team is having. Chandler Rome says, how Crane may react to this rancorous start is anyone's guess.
That's a good word.
That's a Chandler Rome word right there.
Yeah.
Crane twice declined comment to The Athletic last week, once in a text message to Ken Rosenthal, and again Wednesday while visiting Houston's clubhouse at Wrigley Field with his son, Jared.
I'll tell you what. Okay, yeah. Two things.
Yeah.
Greg Rosenthal, son, Jared.
Ken Rosenthal.
Excuse me, Ken Rosenthal. Yeah. I like Greg Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Ken Rosenthal and his son, Jared. Two valid excuses for not talking to the media. One is, don't talk to Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Weirdo. And two, like, he's with his son. He's trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
He'll sit there and talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'd say the fact that he declined to talk to return a text to Ken Rosenthal is a feather in Jim Crane's cap.
When you say he's there with his son, like, having a good time, you mean, like, he took his son to a game and, like, his son has a mitt and a ball cap on, that kind of thing? Because his son is the senior VP of executive operations.
Yes. And he feels like he doesn't get that many opportunities to go to a baseball game with his dad. Okay?
He may or may not have been licking an ice cream cone when Chandler Rome decided to try to walk up to Jim Crane.
Yes.
Can't you see I'm taking my son to a game?
Yeah. That's exactly the image I have in my mind.
Number two in charge. Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's great.
Hey, I'm with my son here. Like, that's got to be Jerry Jones' go-to from now on. I'm with Steven. Stevie doesn't get it. I'm in a ball game with Stevie.
Right.
And you guys are trying to ask me contentious questions.
Yes.
I'm not going to fall for it.
Treat it like you're getting interrupted at dinner or something like that.
Yes.
I am out with my son right now. I rarely get to spend time with him. all right. Hey, look at this. Still trickling in. 4 minutes ago. Sean, I've lived here 35 years. I've always called it Goody and Company. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess so. This guy. Yeah.
So it's this is going to turn into yet another one of those things where somebody says, yeah, you don't know how to pronounce it. Here in Texas, we pronounce it blah, blah, blah. And my favorite by far is the people who would tell you, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's New Braunfels.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, the people in New Braunfels will tell you, no, it's pronounced New Braunfels.
Yeah.
That's driven me crazy for 20 years.
I'm married
to Texas. Yeah, I can tell you're not from Texas. That's not how it's pronounced. No, oh, I'm sorry, I pronounce it the way the people from the actual place pronounce it.
Amy doesn't get jerky about it, but she pronounces it New Braunfels.
Does it drive you insane?
A little bit. I've never, you know, there's enough good on the other side of the equation with Amy that I don't make a big deal. You got to choose your fights. You got to choose your battles.
There's a country singer who did an actual song about it. It's pretty funny.
Said it that way?
No. He talks about the way. No, it's pronounced. It's a song called "It's Pronounced New Brunswick."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pronounced the way it's spelled. Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. All right. Best pick, worst pick, most interesting pick for the Houston Texans in this past draft. We've got that for you coming up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.